It's back to football and just days away into the kickoff to the 2012 NFL season. Welcome to Green Zone, everybody. I'm Becky Brensinger.
And I'm Bob Bumbara. Becky, glad to be with you. We have so much to talk about on this edition of Eagles Green Zone, including all the prospects for this year's Eagles.
We followed that rookie class and saw how they bonded this summer.
Oh, and we're going to get the fans involved, Becky. You, the Eagles fan, you're going to vote for the greatest Eagle of all time.
And I sat down with one of the starting safeties, all here on Eagles Green Zone.
As we get ready to kick off another Eagles season, this is First and 10. And hello, I'm Bob Bumbara with our dynamic duo, Dan Klecko, Barrett Brooks. Guys, good to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
Oh man, and here, what a dynamic offseason it's been though. You know, you talk about all these rookies, all the new guys coming in mixed with the veterans. And what's everybody talking about? Quarterbacks.
Five rookie quarterbacks playing in the NFL. And then you got Vic, gets hurt. A young guy, third round draft pick, gets drafted, comes in and establishes himself as a pretty good backup. So, you know, it's definitely something that's in the air right now, quarterbacks.
Mike's the guy. And when it comes down to it, Mike is your quarterback. But the thing you have to think about is, in his 10-year career, he's never played a full season. That's why it's such a hot topic here in Philadelphia. I think the bigger question is, if he gets hurt early in the season, do you go to Nick Foles? Do you go to Trent Edwards? Where does Andy put that trust? Is it in the veteran or the rookie that looked really good in the preseason?
A lot of backs this year. Eagles keep five running backs. How do you think that's all going to work together this year, Dan?
I think it's going to be interesting to see which ones they take to the game. You know Shady's there. You know Deion's there. Does Havili go? What does he give you on special teams? That's where the breakdown's all going to happen, is which guy, is it Polk, is it Brown? Who gives you the most on special teams? Because obviously there isn't going to be that many guys that take carries away from Shady.
What are you expecting this year from the wide receivers?
It's a happy nest in there this year. That's all I know. You got a happy Deshaun. That's all I care about. Then you got Macklin, who a lot of people forget was hurt coming in the last camp. He had that sickness, and now he comes in healthy. So I think that room is going to be great this year.
I could probably give you another 10 minutes to talk about the changes on defense, The defensive line. I mean, where do you want to start? You want to start with the tackles, the new tackles, the linebackers?
I'll start with one guy we were talking about off camera a lot, Derek Landry. When is the league going to wake up and realize that this kid is one of the best D tackles in the league and is playing like it right now? The fact that this guy's on a one-year deal again blows my mind, but they look strong right there. Obviously, Fletcher Cox, he'll come along as the year progresses, and then, you know, you go back to the second level. Michael Kendricks is the real deal.
The defensive backs, a lot of focus on safeties and corners this year.
You look at, I think Coleman's definitely solidified himself as being a starter. He understands the defense better. He's ready to make plays. Allen stepped up. He's a great athlete. He can run around. He can make plays. He can be outside the box, you know, covering receivers, you know. I think they're more solidified right now just because of experience.
Becky's going to tell us really what the pulse of the fans has been when we talk about, you know, all the aspects of the game, especially special teams.
Thanks, Bob. The topic of special teams is definitely of importance. The Eagles were ranked 24th in kickoff returns last year. And with the versatility that Brandon Boykin and Demaris Johnson bring to this league, it's no question that they are going to climb the ranks in special teams this year.
Well, Becky, when we talk about expectations, you know, opening game at Cleveland, give me a prediction for Sunday against the Browns.
It's going to be a blowout. I'm looking like 38-4 or something like that. To 3. 38-3 or something like that, you know.
It really is. It's that.
I can see two safeties.
It's that last week where you look at this team and you go, all right, this is a way to get off to a good start, really come out, throttle what I think is going to be one of the worst teams in the league this year, and come out. I'm kind of looking like you. Maybe 28-7, 35-7, something like that. It's Browns are going to be an ugly team this year, and I look for the Eagles to step on their throat.
All right, Becky, you've been around the team so much in the offseason and talking to the guys. We're seeing that here on Eagles Green Zone. What's your thought about this first game in Cleveland?
I'm going to go with 24-7, and that's because this rookie depth is going to bring so much to this team. And, you know, being around them, I just see how they're meshing, how they're bonding, and really how they're formulating together. And, you know, we followed the rookies this past season to the NFL Rookie Symposium. We have more on that.
We're here with the 2012 NFL Rookie Symposium for the NFC. Like freshman orientation, you know, stepping on campus before everybody get there.
We're here for one reason, to provide you with the tools to have a successful transition into the National Football League. We're here to provide you with the information and the resources for you and your family so that your experience here at the National Football League, it is successful and enjoyable.
I don't know if they're doing improv or if they have a set, you know, a skit already written out and whatnot. I'm sure they do, but I mean, these are situations that guys like us in our situation go through every day.
Care to order drinks before dinner?
Yes. Yes, we do. We want a bottle of champagne, right?
Just hanging out with your friends. You know, your friends is, you know, want to do this, always want to celebrate. But then, you know, it's really, they're not really, really thinking about what's really on your mind or what's on your brain. So, you know, sometimes they get out of hand, you know, get out of pocket, and you just got to tell them to slow their roll.
The fact that they're keen on those points and those situations is critical for us.
I'm just really worried about all the money we're
spending. But what, baby? I'm making NFL bucks.
I learned so much from so many people at this symposium. It's crazy.
Remember, this is the NFL. That stuff you did in high school and college is not going to work here because this is speed here. You got to have the knowledge. You got to be prepared. Everybody in the NFL work hard. Not everybody works smart.
From personal experience, it's going to be a lot that you're going to be asked to do.
A couple things I learned from Vic was control your own destiny, learning from other people's mistakes, finding some type of faith, and listen.
You know, that's when you got to be disciplined enough to, you know, make a decision and what's right and what's best for you.
Mike is a great guy. He's the type of guy, you know, he tell us stories all the time about things, about the league and what to expect, what not to expect around the locker room. But, you know, he actually shared, you know, more information with this rookie class. So it was definitely, you know, inspirational to see him up there and see him back where he belongs. You know, that's on top.
Enjoy the ride, man. Congratulations.
Eagles Green Zone is brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts, America runs on Dunkin'. And Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
All right, we're looking for 8 more Eagles in the history of the team to fill out our bracket breakdown. The all-time greatest Eagles. And we think about players, you know, Reggie White's going to be on that list. Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb. But I want to mention some guys who might be on that bubble. How about a guy like Vince Papale? Played for the Eagles 2.5 years. You know, they made a movie about him. Great guy, made the most, never played college football. Should he be on that list?
I think you could put him in the field. I really do. Maybe I'm nuts, but they made a movie about the guy. The way he made the team against all odds, the way he stuck with the team for a couple years against all odds, he at least deserves to be in the running, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, Vince, if you look at him, he's the consummate Philadelphia type of guy. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he might have been at the corner store down the street and decided he wanted to go out and play football. And when it worked out, tried out for a team and won it. You know, he's a blue-collar guy. He's take his lunch pail to work. Ends up being an NFL football player. There's a lot of guys would dream of doing that, you know. So
Dick Vermeil gives him a shot, and he makes the most of it.
In the movie.
How about Brent Celek?
See, that's where it gets tough, because I honestly do think Brent eventually will be one of the greatest Eagles to ever play this game. I really do. I wonder, is has he played long enough? And he had that one down year where he had to protect the offensive line. We saw what he was last year when he got to get back out in the pass patterns. He's one of the best tight ends in the NFL. But to me, I need a couple more years before I put him in the greatest Eagle of all time.
He's just got to be given an opportunity to go out and show everything he has. He's already shown his ability to be a blocker. You know, he helped the offensive line tremendously last year and the year before. If you give him the opportunity, he catches everything you throw at him. He's a guy who's smart. You know, he sits where he's supposed to sit, you know, given Vic a target, you know. So once he gets into his flow of things and they get him back into this system, this West Coast system, he'll be a great player.
Well, Brent kind of represents the new younger generation of who could be on that bracket or could be in that field of 64. Let's go back a few decades to a guy like Sonny Jurgensen.
I think, you know, the biggest thing you have with Sonny Jurgensen is, did he play here long enough? Now, did he make his career here? Was he a Hall of Famer here? I say no. I say it was more in Washington than it was here. So I think he's a guy that doesn't make the list as an Eagle.
As an all-timer?
Yes. As an Eagle, no.
I feel the same way. You know, his resume didn't become full until he left the Eagles, you know. So, I mean, I don't think he really deserves to be on the list just because his resume wasn't built with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, we want you, the fan, to get involved in voting for the greatest Eagle of all time. We want you to go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com and vote for your favorite Eagle, the greatest Eagle of all time at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. All right, Becky, when you think about great Eagles and you think about great players, who comes to mind for you?
You know, my pick is going to be defensive lineman William Fuller. And Barrett, I know that you played with him, and this man went to 4 Pro Bowls, and he's the 25th overall leader in sacks. To me, he should be in this final 64-man roster. And speaking of defensive linemen, we followed Fletcher Cox and found out just how he got here to the NFL.
Take it down. Loss of a play by Fletcher Cox.
I started playing football like 8th grade year. I was playing like linebacker and defensive end. Then went on to high school. I played only offense. I was like an offensive guard. I kept begging coach put me on defense, man. He was like, nah, you're not big enough, or nah, you can't play it. Freshman year of high school, I started playing defense, made a few plays. Then I started defense my sophomore year. And then went on from then. I started getting recruited. I don't think I ever want to go through it again. Coming out of high school, all the colleges are calling your phone. Everybody want to talk. Everybody want to come visit your house. So I signed with Mississippi State on signing day, and you know, brought me as a defensive end at first. First day of camp, they moved me to defensive tackle. So, I was kind of upset about it at first. And I was like, you know, I'm not big enough to play defensive tackle at 260 pounds. It was an advantage to me to just move in, you know, a guy that can run, move inside, and they can create mismatches. The draft process is crazy, too, to be honest. Because you're training for the combine. You know, once you get to the combine, you think you're just going to do the stuff that you train for. But actually, you do that. But I mean, me, I had like 22 formal meetings with teams. And then after that, you got pro day. I mean, I got a call. I was invited to New York. And I mean, I was excited about it. But I was like, nah, I want to do it back home with my family. And I talked to my mom and everybody. They were like, I only get drafted once. So you might as well go ahead and go to New York and enjoy that week. I was nervous the whole week, but I wasn't showing it. You know, I didn't want nobody to know that I was nervous. So going into draft night, you get to like number 8 in the draft. You're like, yeah, I'll be going off probably top 10. Number 9 goes, I'm like, man. And number 10 goes, I'm like, man. I started getting scared, and I said to myself, well, my name will get called here in a few minutes. So got to number 11, and the guy done Terry Poe goes, I'm like, man, I think I'm gonna fall like the number, you know, to late in the first round. You know, I'm sitting here talking to my agent, and he's texting Howie about it. So however it goes, we're going to take them. And by the time that message came through, my phone was ringing. And then I just got so excited. You know, it was just the time of my life. That's probably one of the most exciting moments, you know, I've had.
Eagles safety Kurt Coleman is known for his tenacious style of play on the field, never quitting after a player. But off the field, people don't know so much about him. Becky sits down with Kurt Coleman to find out more about his personality off the field.
Kurt, you came in here as a 7th-round pick, and every year guys come in and you have to defend your position. And every year you rise above the rest. How are you so consistent in doing so?
I believe in myself, first and foremost. God has brought me through a lot of situations in my life, and you know, I get to welcome the competition. I've always been able to, you know, push myself to further and higher things when people are behind me trying to, you know, take my spot. But I think I want us to learn as a group, become the best safety group, best defensive back group. So it's not about, trying to win my spot. So I know what I can do. I know what I can bring to the table. So
yeah, well, it seems like the theme this year is just competition, right?
It is. I think, you know, this is one of the best training camps that I've been a part of. Going in the off season, you know, I didn't never know what's going to happen, but I think the coaches did a great job of really pushing us and allowing us to really see where we can go, and put it on the players' onus to, you know, push ourselves and really take our level to a new stepping stone. So the whole offseason, I felt like we did great, and then training camp, you know, everyone was really battling for the position. You never knew who was going to take the starting spot, and you know, now that we're finally getting ready to get the season started, I feel like this is the best group of guys that we could have.
Players have defining moments in the fans' eye, and many people think that your defining moment came in the Redskins game of last year whenever you had those three picks. Were you just in the zone that day?
I was blessed. I'll tell you what, it wasn't just me that made those plays. You know, we had a great rush from our defensive line, and I was able and fortunate enough to make the plays that I did. But I felt like that was really a game that I really reassured myself that I can not only just play this game of football, but be great at this game.
When did that thinking come? Was it after pick one or pick two, or did it come after pick three?
I think after the second pick, I looked over at the coaches, the Washington Redskins coach, and I said, stop going in my way. And I said a little bit harsher than that, but if you play Madden, your confidence level just goes skyrocketing, and I felt like every ball that he was throwing, it was directed towards me, and I was like, this is awesome.
That Redskins game last year came during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and typically when people think about breast cancer, they associate it with women. Mm-hmm. But your foundation, Coleman for a Cure, looks at it from a different angle, and that's promoting and bringing awareness to male breast cancer.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, actually, I'm supporting my Coleman for a Cure bands right now, but my dad was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006 as I was getting ready to play in a national championship game. And, you know, I think a lot of people would look at it as, why me? But my dad, you know, looked at it as, okay, I'm glad it's me and no one else in my family. And he took the role of a survivor as soon as he was diagnosed with breast cancer. And he's been able to be cancer-free for 5 years now. And we want to take the stepping stone of raising money for people that are less fortunate, the kids that don't have the money, the funds to really say, do I pay for rent? Do I pay for leukemia? And they say, well, don't worry about that. Coleman for Cure is here. We're gonna fund you for this. You can get your radiation, get your chemo, and you don't have to worry about living.
So what's one word to describe Kurt Coleman?
You know, one word is just fun and loving, passionate. I guess that's not one word.
That's like four words.
I can't be described. I'm not Twitter. You can't describe me in 160 characters.
Come on. Again,
one word, loving.
Loving. That's good. We appreciate having you here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Stay tuned. We got much more Eagles Green Zone coming up.
To be a fan, you have to be hardcore. And that's exactly what our guy, E-Rock, is. So go ahead, E-Rock. Tell us about your opinions for the upcoming Eagles-Browns matchup.
Training camp is over. Preseason is done, thank God. Happy football New Year's, Eagles fans. It is a brand new season. So who's on the menu week one? The Cleveland Browns.
Wait. Didn't we just play these guys?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Eagles won, 27-10.
But come on, that's the preseason. It doesn't count.
But now, it's for real.
But seriously, when was the last time the Browns beat the Eagles in the regular season?
Let's put it this way. Randall Cunningham was still our quarterback. Forrest Gump won Best Picture at the Oscars. And Bill Clinton was entering his second year as U.S. president.
November 14th, 1994.
It's been a while. Sorry to burst your dog pound bubble, Cleveland fans, but
that ain't changing.
This team is locked, stocked, and ready to rumble.
Ah, come on.
DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Brent Celek, LeSean McCoy, and oh yeah, a healthy Michael Vick?
No, go ahead. You have fun with that Browns defense.
All right, let's keep it going. Nnamdi Asamoah, DRC, D'Amico Ryans. Can you imagine what Brandon Whedon is going to be thinking the first time he sees Cole, Jenkins, Cox, and Babin coming after him?
His shorts are going to be the same color as his jersey.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL, rookie. So this Sunday, order the cheesesteaks, kick back the recliner, and tell the wifey you will mow the lawn later. It's a brand new season, Eagles fans. I suggest you buckle up.
Eagles Green Zone is brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts, America runs on Dunkin'. And Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Bob, I don't know about you, but I am excited to get this bracket going, and I'm really pulling for William Fuller.
William Fuller, that's a good choice. I'm going to go with Vince Papale, you know, Mr. Invincible.
Philadelphian. Great story from the 70s, the Dick Vermeil era. And so that's what I'm going to choose for Vince Papale. But we also want to know your vote as well as we reveal the 64 bracket of all-time greatest Eagles. So you can be a part of it. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com and vote for your all-time greatest Eagle.
And tweet us at Eagles Shows, hashtag Green Zone. We want interaction here, Bob. We want to know you fans, what you want to learn about your favorite players. So for Bob Lumbera, I'm Becky Brensinger. That's it for us at Eagles Green Zone.
The Philadelphia Eagles have been recognized as the Global Sport Team of the Year for the impact they make off the field through their Go Green initiatives and Eagles Youth Partnership. These are some of the amazing supporters who make Eagles Youth Partnership's work in the community possible.
It was a good version.